Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Nuxhall. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Nuxhall. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Tapp settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Tapp. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Nuxhall covering, for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls takes first base on ball four. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walls moves to third. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nuxhall has Walls trapped. There's the throw to Burgess and over to Hook, who tags Walls for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Bob Thurman pinch hits for Joe Nuxhall. Bob Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it and throws to second for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walls is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorel takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. McMillan fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Freeman covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Tapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Willard Schmidt now pitching. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Roy McMillan. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor misplays the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Dee Fondi pinch hits for Willard Schmidt. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Veda Pinson. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to third. Temple moves to second. Harvey Haddock's pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Crow hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Lynch now playing right field. Alex Gramas now playing shortstop. Bill White now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 3 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into left field. Robinson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robinson. Banks goes all the way around to score. Morin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thompson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and Cincinnati Reds, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.